This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by the Honorable G.T. Thompson. He represents the 15th Congressional District of Pennsylvania and is the ranking member of the House Ag Committee. And I also hear you are now a citizen. Is it a citizen of Lubbock, Texas?
I am now an honorary citizen of Lubbock, Texas, having joined Congressman Arrington and a number of my Texas colleagues as we gathered. And you were there, which was wonderful, at Texas Tech on Friday. When I was done with my panel and presentations, the mayor of Lubbock presented me a certificate making me an honorary citizen, and it came with a great cowboy hat to back it up. So I guess that's that. I don't need to carry the certificate, just wear the hat.
Now, you also had the opportunity to see some of the production agriculture in the region. What was your takeaway from that?
Well, Tony, actually last week was what I call a barnstorming tour, and it really was. I started out with Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach, great new member on the House Agriculture Committee, and that was northern Minnesota. And we spent time meeting with producers and processors, and from there went to Illinois. I was able to spend some time with Representative Mary Miller from Illinois, and we spent time with the soybeans and corn, pork, beef, just great. And we finished the week in Lubbock, Texas, and what a wonderful experience. I mean, the rural, the rural summit that Congressman Arrington did was just well done, and looking at all aspects of rural America, specific to his congressional district in West Texas, and from agriculture to healthcare to infrastructure, just across the board, and then had a wonderful day on Friday. That was on Thursday. Wonderful day on Friday. It was a bit of almost a baton death march in 106 degrees across West Texas, where we had a chance to visit peanut growers and a shelling company, cotton fields and a cotton gin. Spent just a great visit in a feedlot. I've never seen so many future steaks in my entire life in one place. It was pretty incredible. And then we actually visited a family that's growing grapes and developing their own wine and have a winery. Select Pride, Select Dairy, which is an amazing dairy operation in West Texas. I was told that somebody infamous in the past, early on, said that part of the world would never be inhabited or nothing you could do there. And I'm paraphrasing, obviously. Boy, were they wrong. The agriculture in West Texas is amazing. In all of my journeys, I think it's incredibly important to do that, to get out, to be able to see agriculture of all commodities in all regions of the country. And it was an exhausting week, but it was a blessing. A true blessing, and the information I learned and the things that I saw is going to help me be able to do my job better for rural America and for the agriculture industry across the country.
And I just wonder if that is a good segue to a report that you released this morning, Economic Impacts of the Sensible Taxation and Equity Promotion Act. And there's more to the title of this, but the point is it's looking at some tax changes and how it would affect farmers and ranchers nationwide. What did you see?
Well, absolutely a great segue, because it was Texas A&M that we reached out to and asked them to take a look at essentially what is the Biden administration's proposals for increasing taxes around inheritance tax, capital gains, raising the basis. The Agriculture Food Center, really led by Dr. Outlaw, they've got a long history of doing great economic analysis, and they reached out. They used a tremendous they did such a great job. They basically took two legislative proposals that really represent what President Biden wants to do with increasing tax hardships. And that the STEP Act, and then the other one, which is the 95.5% Act, I believe. And they did the analysis on that. The Biden administration claims, as does the secretary, that this will have they'll have all kinds of carve-outs, and this isn't going to impact our farmers, our ranchers, our foresters in any way. And that's not what the study showed. The study showed that actually the average farm, that 98% of all the farms that will be impacted, and not to impact it in a little way, it's a huge way, $1.4 million. You know, we're talking a margin that can really, you know, our agriculture system has been kind of fragile, especially coming off of COVID in 2020. And we've had some difficult agriculture years, right, the past number of them. And to have that kind of a hardship placed, it really just impedes the future of agriculture. It will disrupt the food supply chain, because it's going to make it impossible for the next generation, those heirs, to be able to continue farming, you know, which really puts in jeopardy our food security and our rural economy. And so, I mean, when it comes to the death of a generation, I mean, what part of the farm do you sell off in order to pay these taxes, which I consider to be double taxation anyways, because those assets, taxes have been paid on them for sometimes for generations. But what part can you sell off and still be a farm or a ranching or a forestry operation? I would argue nothing. And so we need to deal, and I've always said this, you know, we deal with science and facts. We should look at the data when it comes to making decisions. And that's what we've done. I was really honored to work with Senator John Bozeman from Arkansas. He was a Bible study buddy of mine when he was in the House. He was a mentor of mine early on, and proud of the work that he's doing in the U.S. Senate today. But we did this together in a bicameral way, and the data is very convincing that the proposed tax increases, where the Democrats will say that it's will have no impact. You know, their goal is to impact Wall Street. This is going to hurt Main Street and, quite frankly, all the farm lanes in rural America.
You talk about the science, if you will, the data, and that is what is being touted as the reason for an announcement from EPA. Yes. Now to roll back the navigable waters protection, or as we commonly refer to it, WOTUS. What's happening there?
Yeah, that was an announcement on June 8th by the Army Corps of Engineers and the Environmental Protection Agency. Just a terrible announcement. You know, I was proud. I actually, for once, I was proud to stand with the EPA when President Trump's Navigable Waters Initiative was announced. It was a common sense approach. It gave certainty to making sure that navigable, non-navigable watersheds remain clean and good drinking water. And it was what President Trump had accomplished was a pushback on WOTUS. And Waters of the U.S. Was proposed under the Obama-Biden administration. That was the largest private property taking in the history of our country. I mean, and anywhere where water laid, and, you know, and where I'm from, you know, those low areas where after it rains and the water lays there maybe for a few hours or a day or so, we call them mud puddles. That now would, under WOTUS, that would be subject to federal permitting and regulation. Technically, if you look at rain gutters, by the definition of WOTUS under the Obama-Biden administration, because that water can, if it jams up and it lays in there for a period of time, parts of your house would be subject to permitting by the federal government, and then everything in between. It's also an insult to states' rights. States under the Clean Water Act, and the Clean Water Act was a righteous piece of legislation that has helped to clean up our rivers or waterways for decades. I don't see a problem. WOTUS was a solution in search of a problem. Non-navigable waters have always been under the jurisdiction of the states, and the states have done great with that, but WOTUS blew that up as well, to where federal government would take over what is, by law, the responsibility for the states. Well, we stopped that, and President Trump put a great alternative, restored certainty for agriculture, farmers, ranchers, foresters, just everyday citizens that own homes and property and acreage. And now the June 8th is announcement that they're relooking at WOTUS. Now, the Biden administration has always been, a little vague on facts. And so we don't know yet on exactly what they're going to propose. But if the best predictor of future performance is past performance, I'm concerned that we're going to return to those threats on private property rights that serve no purpose. One of the things I always challenge the EPA when I, because under WOTUS, I chaired the subcommittee in agriculture for conservation, forestry, watersheds, and soils. And so we would require them to come in and speak to us in the agriculture committee, and I always challenge them, show me where the problem is. Show me exactly where this devastation, this incredible challenge that you have, that you want to do this. And they could never come up with the details and the facts. It was about control and the taking away of states' rights and, quite frankly, attacking private property rights.
It's always good to see you. So much going on. Will you come back and visit with us down the road?
Tony, anytime. You bet. I really appreciate the opportunity. I want to thank you for being such a great, great voice for agriculture and for rural America. We need you, and we appreciate what you do.
Thank you for the kind words. It's the Honorable G.T. Thompson, representing the 15th Congressional District of Pennsylvania, ranking member, House Ag Committee, on today's Agribusiness Report.